USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. U.S. Representative Liz Cheney, a fierce Republican critic of Donald Trump, who has played a prominent role in the congressional probe of the assault on the Capitol, lost to a Trump-backed primary challenger in Wyoming. Cheney broadened her attack on the former president, saying he was spreading an insidious lie and alleging that the FBI agents who searched his Florida home were politically motivated. China's making it clear it's still angry over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. China's U.S. ambassador warned that engagement with Taiwan will have some consequences. He said Beijing will view further U.S. arms sales, official travel to Taiwan, or naval activity near the self-governing island as provocations that will further destabilize relations and block dialogue on issues such as climate change and nuclear security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Backed by the grassroots labor group that secured the first ever union victory of an Amazon warehouse in the U.S., workers of another warehouse filed a petition on Tuesday for an election in upstate New York in the hopes of a similar outcome. A spokesperson for the National Labor Relations Board said the petition was filed for the warehouse known as ALB-1, located in the town of Shodak, roughly 10 miles southeast of Albany. To qualify for a union election, the NLRB requires signatures from 30% of eligible voters at a specific facility. Amazon did not immediately respond to a request for comment regarding how many employees it has at the Shodak location. And words of warning to pet owners about monkeypox. A case of an infected dog has been reported in Europe. Researchers in France are reporting a case of a dog developing the pox after being exposed by its owners, prompting the CDC to update its guidance saying pets exposed to someone with monkeypox should stay home and away from other people and animals for 21 days after the most recent exposure. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Before July 4th, Cooper Roberts was almost always active and running around. He loved playing sports, including soccer, baseball, and football, and riding his bike. Life has looked very different since the 8-year-old was shot in the Highland Park 4th of July attack and left paralyzed. 7 people were killed, dozens injured by the gunman who fired from a roof into the crowd. There are layers upon layers of cruelty with being shot by a sniper. Most people don't witness the grueling aftermath of surviving these devastating wounds, Cooper's family said in a Tuesday update on his condition. He's an 8-year-old boy who feels hopeless, sad, and angry as the reality of his life is settling in. In Wisconsin, the Kettle Moraine School Board has voted to prohibit teachers and staff from displaying pride flags and other items. The policy bans district employees from displaying religious or political messages, including We Back the Badge and Black Lives Matter signs and pride flags. The board voted unanimously to keep the code of conduct in place as recently interpreted by the superintendent. Most of those who spoke at a very crowded board meeting opposed the policy. The American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin says it's looking into the code of conduct. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland and other officials visited Fresno, California Wednesday to get a firsthand look at the severe drought conditions gripping the West just one day after federal officials announced that Arizona and Nevada will be forced to cut back on water deliveries from the Colorado River due to intensifying conditions. Ms. Haaland assured everyone that help was coming from Washington. This is USA Radio News.